Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street, a stone's throw from some of New York's hottest nightclubs, including the one where Chris Brown and Drake got in a fight.
The queen of New York, now let's get this straight. I'm about to be like your mayor, 718.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The idea of rap stars as royalty is hardly new. Hip-hop artists from Rick Ross to Lil' Kim to Run DMC have rapped for years about their transformation into self-made kings and queens. But in a series of paintings, the British artist Amar Stewart takes that idea of rap royalty and places it in a literal context, portraying artists like Jay-Z or Questlove or Mary J. Blige as royals, 17th century royals. Amar Stewart joins me here in the Soundcheck studio. Amar, welcome.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for having us on air.
So, looking at these works, they clearly are inspired not just by modern hip-hop royalty, but by a certain kind of centuries-old casting of royalty as well.
Yeah, that's right. I was inspired by the Dutch painter Frans Hals from the 17th century. I discovered his work about a year and a half ago whilst visiting New York. I went to the Met and, I was introduced to his work and just blown away by it.
Frans Hals, he's the guy who did The Laughing Cavalier.
That's right, yes.
One of his most famous paintings.
Yeah.
But there's another influence, and folks can see your paintings on our website, soundcheck.org. The contemporary English artist Francis Bacon.
Yes. Know, yeah.
Some of his most famous paintings, like Three Screaming Popes, where the bottom of the faces are all drippy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that Francis Bacon is also like another inspiration, as there are many artists. But the reason for the dripping and everything else is because I'm from a street art background. And whilst using aerosols, you would often get the sort of drips, you know. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to try and sort of bring that story into this, you know, into this mix of 17th century sort of style art, but with like a modern twist to it.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, that's why you'll sort of see that in there. And also the movement, you know, I feel like the movement within the paintings are quite important because that kind of reflects the artist that I'm painting also. You know, I feel that they've pushed the boundaries within their sort of, within their craft.
Right. Street art, graffiti, I mean, that was one of the four, remains one of the four pillars of hip-hop culture.
Yeah.
So, but you've moved on to oils for these, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, when I did sort of visit the Met, you know, like New York, everything about New York is, you know, is so hip-hop. And, you know, me being from the UK, you know, it's had such an impact on me.
You found the Met Museum to be so hip-hop?
No, not the Met. Well, it can be, yeah. I mean, I obviously, you know, felt it had a lot of influence behind this body of work. But hip-hop has had such an impact on my life all the way over in the UK that, you know, I wanted to sort of pay tribute to that.
Now, you actually started this project while you were still living in the UK, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I produced Biggie and Tupac whilst in London. They were actually the last two paintings I created in London.
And when you did that, the portrait of Tupac.
Yeah. Which is actually my first portrait I did for the series, yeah.
What song were you listening to?
Probably, I think I'm trying to remember because it was a few months back. I mean, like All Eyes on Me sticks out, you know, the most for me.
And inspired the painting, which you can see from Amar Stewart on our website at soundcheck.org.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hate you getting trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal down, I can holler when you see me. And let these devils be sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan and sick it every time we ride. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, I'm gonna be in divorce later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I 500 bins wanting flashy brains. Pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope thing, it seems.
We're speaking with Amar Stewart, the British artist who recently wrapped up his New York City residency at Cotton Candy Machine, a gallery in Brooklyn. Also with me in the Soundcheck studio is Sean Leonard, the co-owner of that gallery. When Amar did his first two portraits of Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac, that was it. He had two portraits.
Right. And a concept and an idea.
Whose idea was it for Amar to come to Cotton Candy Machine and just, like, paint 8 hours a day and just churn these things out?
Well, it started, Amar made an announcement about the idea and what he was working on, and there was a proof of concept, this Tupac and this Biggie. And he actually hit me up first just asking for if I knew any local studio space for rent. And then I had an epiphany, and it was something I wanted to do before, but it was our first time doing it. And so I offered Amar the opportunity to do an open studio artist residency with us and paint all month long.
So how many, Amar, how many paintings did you end up doing here in New York?
In New York, I ended up doing, it was 13 paintings.
And all of New York-based artists.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of special appearances, I guess you could pop in there, you know, like, you know, got Left Eye.
From TLC.
From TLC, that's correct. And, you know, like Rick Ross is in there, and Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, I wanted
but
to...
Questlove, the ubiquitous Questlove. Yep. And let's talk about your Jay-Z portrait, because, you know, there are many who would consider Jay-Z to be the king of hip-hop, but he's not wearing a crown in your portrait, is he?
No, he's not. I mean, and a few people would ask, you know, like, you know, firstly, why he didn't have the biggest piece, or, you know, why he wasn't wearing a crown and rocking a feather in his
right,
hat.
Right, he's got a hat with a feather.
Yeah, and you know, the reason...
And he's the one with the skull?
That's right,
Alas, yeah. Poor Yorick style?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And I think it's because, for me anyway, that one stands out almost the most, just because it's not the biggest, you know, and I feel that Jay-Z has got a style, and he sort of sets himself apart from everyone else, and, you know, he's a leader in his own right, whether it be fashion, you know, the style of his music, the beats that he has. Yeah, so I mean, actually, that's probably one of my favorite pieces of the collection.
Check. Yo, I'm making short-term goals. When the weather falls, just put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bail money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping threes. Dude's feet by IS's, fully loaded. Yes, bouncing in the Lex Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Players can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Brothers is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any player intervening. With the sound of my money machine, my cup running over with hunters. I'm one of the best players that done it. Six digits and running, y'all brothers don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it twisted.
Can't knock the hustle. Jay-Z, part of the inspiration for Amar Stewart's portrait of Jay-Z in his recently completed series of hip-hop royalty, based on the paintings of the 17th century Dutchman Frans Hals, who was from Harlem, the Dutch city of Harlem. Amar is here with me in the Soundcheck studio. So is Sean Leonard, the co-owner of Cotton Candy Machine, the gallery in Brooklyn where Amar was in residency painting these pictures. Are you guys familiar with the work of Kehinde Wiley?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Some years ago, we had a big show at the Brooklyn Museum of his kind of medieval portraits. Not with recognizable rappers, but just like people that he got off the streets, you know, guys in Houston Astros gear and L.A. Yeah. Lakers hats and stuff. Was that something, Amar, that you knew on your side of the Atlantic before coming here?
Yeah, I knew he did, because he had a show in London, actually, at the end of last year, and he had some pretty, you know, pretty epic pieces. But, you know, like, I had a story and I had a vision. You know, like, I feel that my work is a little different to his.
Well, as I say, you know, yours is like recognizable, immediately, you know, iconic faces, whereas his is sort of like just kind of this is the culture.
Yeah.
This is what our people out on the streets would look like, you know, mounted on a stallion in a 17th century painting or a 16th century
painting.
Definitely. Yeah. What is it about these rappers that inspired you to kind of put them in this setting?
Well, all of the icons that I chose, I mean, if I had more time, I would have painted hundreds of them, you know, but I was limited on that. So I looked at the icons that, since I was a kid, I've been listening to, you know. Music is like a major part of my life, and I feel that, you know, music sort of brings everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to come up with a concept that could also bring everybody together.
It sounds like a great story until we get to the end of the story, Sean. Tell us what happened at the conclusion of Amar's residency at the gallery.
Well, we had an event celebrating all the hard work that he'd put in. And during the opening, three paintings were stolen from our storage room.
Which three?
They were pieces not part of the Hip Hop Royalty series. They were pieces that he'd completed before, part of another body of work. There was a giant portrait of Jean-Michel Basquiat, a portrait of Nelson Mandela, which actually was part of one of his services as well in the UK, on stage, and then a portrait of Snoop Lion, to be politically correct.
Okay.
And
so there will be a West Coast rapper series at some point then, Amar?
Yes, there will
be. With Snoop Lion being a part of that?
There will.
So all three of these were stolen.
From the back room. They left through our emergency exit, and because the pieces were so large, when I went in the back room, I noticed that they were missing, and I ran out to the street once, down the alley, to see if I could see them running either way. Now, they're not small. These are giant paintings, so I was confident if I was to see them even a block away, I would know that they had the pieces. So right. I ran down and blocks away from the gallery. I come across one of the guys, and he is holding the giant portrait of Jean-Michel Basquiat next to a fence. So I confronted him, and I called 911, and he started immediately threatening me and telling me he was going to kick my ass and break the painting. And I don't know why, it made me laugh. I knew he wasn't going to be able to get his hands on me, and there was no way I was taking his other option and going to leave him.
Right.
So he ran. So he starts running, and he jumps in a cab, and I run after him, and I open the cab door, and I start yelling at the police officer while I'm on the phone with 911. And so after just a few moments of that and the cab driver looking confused, this guy gets out again and charges me in the middle of the street and is, like, trying to chase me off.
But have you left the painting
I'm running with this giant...
You're running with the painting.
Yeah.
Only in Williamsburg.
Well, only in Williamsburg, I guess it didn't look that strange. Yeah. Actually, I ended up finding photos of people taking images of it, because I'm sure it looked crazy. And then the cops showed up, and he tried running, but he was already pretty winded. and then that's when I called the gallery, and I was like, I got one of the guys.
So you caught one of the guys, got one of the paintings back. You're still missing two paintings.
Nelson Mandela and Snoop Dogg. A lion.
All right, so I've been waiting my whole life, I think, to say this. Be on the lookout for for paintings of Nelson Mandela and Snoop Lion by Amar Stewart, the British artist. Sean Leonard, you're a hero.
Thank you very much.
Sean Leonard is co-owner of the Cotton Candy Machine, the gallery in Brooklyn, where Amar Stewart, the British-born and now Brooklyn-based artist, has been in residence creating these hip-hop royalty paintings in the style of the Dutch painter Frans Hals. Amar, it's been great having you with us on Soundcheck. Good luck recovering those other two paintings.
Thank you very much.
And Sean, thank you for sharing the story with us as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us on.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.
Cause I got it going on. I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes. See these ice creams. Eligible bachelor. $1 million bow.